Sports Update.
With the Los Angeles Lakers now officially eliminated from the postseason thanks to a Game 5 loss to the Denver Nuggets on Monday, all eyes turn to 39-year-old LeBron James and whether he will return for his 22nd NBA season and whether he will do so for the Lakers. James refused to answer a question after Monday's 108-106 loss whether he had played his final game as a Laker. He was also noncommittal on his desire to play with his son Bronny, which he has repeatedly stated in the past. Bronny James declared for the NBA draft after one season at USC, and though he does not profile as a top draft prospect, the Lakers are reportedly interested in drafting him to pair him with his father, and other teams may be interested in doing so as well. LeBron James has a $51.4 million player option for next season, which he has the option to decline and hit free agency. Read more on LeBron's and the Lakers' uncertain future from NBA insider Melissa Rowland on FoxSports.com and the Fox Sports app.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The New York Knicks were dealt another injury blow as they prepared for a potential closeout game in their first-round series Tuesday, which they entered leading 3-1 over the Philadelphia 76ers. Knicks forward Bojan Bogdanović will undergo season-ending foot surgery after injuring his left foot after getting tangled up with Philadelphia's Nicholas Batum when both were chasing after a loose ball in Sunday's Game 4, which the Knicks won. Bogdanović's injury is a further blow to New York's already thin front court depth. Star power forward Julius Randle is also out for the season due to shoulder surgery, and center Mitchell Robinson is nursing an ankle injury. The Knicks can win their second playoff series in as many years with a victory Tuesday, which would also be the first time since 1999 they clinched a playoff series at Madison Square Garden. The Houston Astros are making the surprising move of optioning struggling veteran first baseman Jose Abreu to the minor league team that plays at their spring training complex in West Palm Beach, Florida. Abreu is a 36-year-old veteran who signed a three-year, $58.5 million contract with the Astros in free agency before the 2023 season and is making $19.5 million this year. He's a three-time All-Star who also won American League MVP in the shortened 2020 season while with the Chicago White Sox. However, Abreu is currently the only player in baseball with over 70 at-bats and fewer than 10 total bases, per Fox Sports research. Abreu had to voluntarily agree to the demotion, which he did in an effort to work on his timing, Astros general manager Dana Brown told reporters. I'm Joe Morgan.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.